Audacity. Here is Friday's Caribbean News Roundup. Guyana houses for St. Vincent, gas shortage in Carriacou, and saying goodbye to Stalin. I'm Ken Richards. Houses for St. Vincent and the Grenadines from Guyana. Calling in from Georgetown on NBC Radio face-to-face program, Prime Minister Gonzalez said they have already organized the funding for the prefabricated wooden houses, which will be purchased from Guyana.
As you know, and I've spoken about this before, from the Demarara Bank, which is an indigenous bank here in Guyana, we are getting the money. It has come up to about $6 million EC dollars. For 2.2 million US, 7 years for 5% interest, which is a good interest rate. It's not development bank interest rate of CDB of 4%, or we'll all may get from Taiwan of just under 4%. You know, and certainly not World Bank. But given the rise in interest rates globally,
yes,
5% is a very good interest rate. I think people hearing me will say, "Boy, they wish they could get money at 5%." And it's on the decline in balance.
Okay.
We should be getting the documentation in about 3 or 4 days from the bank.
Okay.
And they want to come to St. Vincent the 19th, 20th, 21st, thereabouts, to see the site where you're going to build Gomery.
Media in Grenada have been reporting that residents of Carriacou are facing a shortage of fuel on that island, as motorists could be seen in long lines waiting to top up their tanks. GBN News reported on the matter.
Vehicle owners on the sister isle are experiencing challenges in obtaining fuel at the pumps. On Wednesday, a long line of vehicles was seen as far back as the Hisborough pasture. According to residents on the sister isle, as early as 4:30 a.m., vehicles were already lined up, waiting for pumps to be opened to purchase fuel. The shortage of fuel, which started over the holiday weekend, was caused by a delayed fuel tanker. Through its Facebook page, the Ministry of Carriacou and Petite Martinique Affairs and local government addressed the matter by stating that SOL, its fuel provider, will have a fuel tanker on the island by Thursday, January 5th, 2023. The Ministry of Carriacou and Petite Martinique Affairs and local government says they are in constant communication with fuel provider SOL to rectify the shortage of gasoline on the island, and they apologize for the inconvenience this has caused. For GBN News, I am Rena Pet Thomas reporting.
In Antigua, the fight between Prime Minister Gaston Brown and Member of Parliament for St. Peter, Asad Michael, has gone to the next level. Attorneys representing Prime Minister Brown have officially called out Michael for defamatory statements reportedly made against his former colleague. Observer Radio's Shamin Big Charles reported on that development.
In a letter by the Prime Minister's legal representatives, Watt Dorset, Hewlett Law, the Prime Minister wrote that the former Labour Party member has to pay legal fees incurred due to Michael's comments by January 6. The Prime Minister said he was taking this step in a fiery speech at the ABLP's political rally at the Fort Road playing field on Tuesday night. At the rally, he also told supporters that media companies that carried Michael's political ads would pay an unspecified price. The alleged lawsuit was related to Asad Michael's New Year's Day comments, claiming that Prime Minister Brown borrowed money from his family and television equipment from Caribbean Times Limited, which Michael alleged he owned. Prime Minister Brown refuted those claims, calling on Michael to provide evidence relating to his claims. Our client is of the view that you are well aware of the fact that your statements are patently false, but you have nevertheless made them in order to seek a political advantage in your attempt to be elected, the letter read.
Jamaicans are being told that they're dealing with respiratory viruses that are on the increase in the country. Here's TVG News.
Jamaicans are being advised to seek urgent medical care if they are experiencing any form of flu-like symptoms. Public health specialist Dr. Alveston Bailey says over the past few weeks, there has been a significant increase in upper respiratory tract infections. He says this is among both children and adults. Dr. Bailey says this is caused by a variety of viruses.
The respiratory syncytial virus, the common cold virus, the adenovirus, the rhinovirus, the influenza virus, and the parainfluenza virus, and of course, COVID. We note that these infections that are occurring are mild, but they're causing a number of complications, such as infection of the air, infection of the sinus, infection of the bronchi, and of course, the lungs. We also know that the persons who are primarily affected by these flu-like illnesses are the immunocompromised, the elderly, and those with underlying disease.
And Dr. Bailey is making another appeal for Jamaicans to take the COVID-19 vaccines. A little over 743,000 people in Jamaica are fully vaccinated against the virus, which Dr. Bailey thinks is still too low. He says if Jamaica is to fight against another variant, they will have to meet the 70% target set by the World Health Organization.
Barbadian Prime Minister Mia Mottley has been rallying the country to make 2023 a better economic base and a more interesting type of living. Prime Minister Mottley's address looked back a bit, something she regarded was necessary.
We recognize that it wasn't only the pandemic that made life difficult in the last year. Indeed, the war in Ukraine found its way all the way to where we are by ensuring that the prices and cost of living that we were confronting all went up in ways that we did not even contemplate. Yes, it has been a very difficult time, but yes, we've also made it. Last year, we were able to grow in a way that we anticipated, recovering from the very, very difficult decline of 2020, when we saw our economy decline by almost 14%. Indeed, last year, we have been able to grow. And I'm asking us to ensure that if we can stay the course, that we will continue to do so again. The truth is that the headwinds are still out there internationally. But we equally know that if we work carefully and are careful stewards of all that we do, we can, in fact, make it.
Trinidadians and other Caribbean people were celebrating the life of Dr. Leroy Calais, the Black Stallion, as he was laid to rest.
Your very own, San Fernando's very own, the man himself, the king of kings, the black man, the Calypso Bard. Put your hands together and welcome back home, Trinidad and Tobago's Leroy Calais, the black Stallion.
Just celebrating the man and everything that he stood for. And we see some individuals on the coffee at this point in time. And yes, there's sadness, but you see that love because he's left us with so much. And I don't know how much of it is almost, but this is what it is, this is what it is.
And he was one we would know that he would call it as he saw it, whether it's to tell you look on the brighter side, or whether it's to let you, speaking to which was one of the greatest pan songs I ever heard, Hail Mr. Panmaker, where he was kind of giving a warning. You know, he say, I hereby appoint you the steel band savior. And he went on to say certain things in that song that really, as a young man for me, I didn't think about. And that's one of the things he was one. Listen, I tell people, if it was one person who deserved a doctorate, was Dr. Leroy Calais.
We can make it if we try. What? Just a little harder. If we just give one more try, life would be much sweeter.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.